106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray, our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. A story that actually came out of the Nerd Night presentation a couple of weeks ago at Good Earth Cafe. So you do learn a lot at these Nerd Nights if you've never been to one. They're a lot of fun. Steve Michel, human wildlife conflict specialist for Banff National Park, talking about Bear 122. He's the boss. He's the big daddy bear of Banff National Park. He's the one that attacked and ate another bear, a black bear, a season or two ago. And now, finding out that he truly is the daddy bear of Banff National Park.
Yeah, who's your daddy, Banff National Park?
Bear 122.
It's the boss. Yeah. This is a big bear. And he's fathered, what, up to 5 cubs? I mean, talk about being on the landscape.
Yeah.
And continuing his legacy.
From what the presentation that Steve had was, they studied a certain amount of cubs in Banff. You know, they can't do them all. But the 5 cubs that they did study, they were all fathered by 122, the same bear. And so there's probably more cubs out there that he's fathered as well, which is, it's pretty crazy. He really is the alpha of Banff.
What a history. Like, this is a storied bear. I imagine features being written about him for years. Like, what a great way to learn about grizzly bears is to have a personality with a bear. Mm-hmm. And I mean, some of the more sciencey people would, I think, hesitate to anthropomorphize the bears. As I pulled out that word
this
morning.
There you go, word of the day.
But I think it helps with our education and communication mm-hmm. about this species that are here. So it's good to know about them, especially some of their naughtier sides.
What about genetic biodiversity, though? I think that's a concern that needs to be raised with this story. 122 fathering all these bears. It doesn't really add to the milieu of DNA in the gene pool there.
Well, no, but I think also we were talking about just one area. Yeah. There's grizzly bears up and down Alberta in different genetically diverse units, and we have one right here. The strongest survives.
Yeah, if I was a bear, I wouldn't want to mess with 122. Yikes.